Brought to you by GloryGiftStore.com. At GloryGiftStore.com, we offer the very latest in quality Christian supplies, from DVDs and books to Bibles in every translation, communion, jewelry, T-shirts, clergy robes, and even homeschooling supplies are also available. GloryGiftStore.com, where you'll find everything to meet your Christian needs. So stop by GloryGiftStore.com today. That's GloryGiftStore.com.
All right, we're back. Another episode. This is the Choose to Joy broadcast, and this is Living Single number 3. This episode is brought to you by GloryGiftStore.com. Shout out to our sponsor. And make sure you stop by GloryGiftStore.com. And if you type in Choose to Joy, all one word, you get 15% off any product. Today, I have a special guest on today, somebody special to my heart. And this young lady is hailing from Tokyo, Japan, and she actually came to Nashville to get married. And one way or another, somehow, she ended up living with me and my wife for 2 years or 3 years. I don't know how long it was. But let me bring her on. This is Ai Ishihara. Ai, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ai, all the way from Tokyo, Japan, on the show. And how you doing, Ai?
I'm happy.
Ai is happy. Is she single? How long have you been single now, Ai?
Like single meaning?
Well, I guess you ain't never been married, but how long have you been not involved in a relationship?
3 years.
3 years. And are you happy?
Yes, I am.
You sound like you're happy. Are you really happy?
Yes, I'm really happy that I didn't get married to the wrong person.
Okay, we're going to hop right into that. Tell us how you got here. How did you make it to America, and how old were you?
I was 16. I had just turned 16 when I came to America to study English in high school, and I was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I had just turned 16, and then I'm 30 now, so I've been here for 14 years.
Wow. And when you was in Alabama, you met a certain somebody, huh?
In college.
And you, in college.
Yes.
In college, you met. And what happened? You just fell in love, or how did that come about?
Well, I wasn't really taught, you know, how to live holy and mm-hmm. pure, and not to. Which I never, you know, sinned against the Lord. You know, I never had sex or anything like that. But I wasn't taught to not, you know, not give my heart to anybody or to like somebody. You know, mm-hmm. to let Jesus satisfy. I wasn't taught that. And so I was always wanting to, I had a strong, you know, want to be married, to I didn't really have a desire, you know, to date a lot of people, but I had a real strong desire to want to be married. And so when I, you know, if I met this person and, you know, he was, you know, worship leader at a church, and I was interested, you know, because he looked really spiritual in my eyes.
Did you like call for him instantly, or what was your, like, your...
Well, I was just always, like, it's when, you know, he started inviting me, like, to, you know, a basketball game, you know, or to go out to eat. And nobody had done that. Nobody ever did that for me, you know, before. Mm-hmm. And so I really, really fell for it.
So all somebody had to do was invite you to a basketball game, and you would have fell for them back then?
Oh, yes. I was really, really naive and innocent and didn't know anything about men. I didn't know anything about relationships. I didn't know anything.
Goodness gracious. Is there anything else that, like, really attracted you to him that made, because you really fell for this. You just gone. So is there anything else that kind of made you fall for him, I guess?
I've always thought he was really handsome, and and just the fact that he was a worship leader. I mean, not a worship leader, but he was, you know, in church, and he just really looked spiritual. And I didn't really know back then what spirituality means, you know, being spiritual. And so, I mean, so in my eyes, you know, he looked really spiritual. And he was really nice to me. And so more and more I spent time hanging out with him, I just started to like him a lot.
Do you think your infatuation with him, do you think it was, looking back on it now, do you think it was spiritual or something that was spiritually influencing you, or do you think it was just
Yes, it was, of course, it starts out with the flesh. It's, you know, it's the flesh, and then the devil got involved, you know, later on. You know, and, but it was the flesh. And when you give in to that flesh and when you have that strong want, you know, the Father's love is not controlling you. It's not there satisfying you. So you're always, you know, you have so many questions when you get in want. And, you know, when you have questions, you have devils. And,
right.
And then, you know, I had, because, you know, in the flesh, you know, I had such, when you get in want, you know, you get in jealousy and strife, and so you have, you know, I had devils really tormenting my mind, you know, about other girls, you know, being around him or him possibly liking some, like, another girl or another woman and stuff like that. And so just personally, I had such a bondage to, you know, just wanting my own way, wanting what I wanted, and not really wanting what the Lord wanted for my life.
You have, it's happened to, especially in America, it's almost like a spirit, but it happens to so many people. You know, you grow up and there's that one person you really desire, you really want, and people end up getting their heart broke, or, you know, it's just the same old story over and over. One thing that's kind of unique about your story is you and this guy, y'all wasn't having sex, you wasn't holding hands or kissing, or did y'all ever do any of that? Y'all ever, like, before you came to Nashville, were y'all ever kissing?
No. I mean, we were just hanging out. I mean, he wasn't attracted to me like that.
That's a whole nother topic. Okay, so so y'all finally, you finally come to Nashville. You wasn't engaged when you came to Nashville. Why did you come to Nashville for? Or were y'all engaged?
Well, we were engaged, but the Lord had, you know, told me that this was my, you know, church, you know, that he wanted me to move to Nashville. You know, we weren't engaged at that time when the Lord spoke to me. Yeah, and so it was in my heart that it was the Lord moving me to Nashville and, you know, to belong to Jesus James, the church, and that was God's will. And but we got engaged we stayed in touch, and so we got somewhere in between. We got engaged, and then I moved to Nashville after I finished college.
And I remember y'all getting engaged. I was so excited. I was happy for you guys. And you end up moving to Nashville. And, I mean, you guys was about to get married. And your relationship was just falling apart. And one night it just fell all the way apart. And you guys end up calling the engagement off. We won't go into details about that. But how did you feel after the engagement got called off?
Really, to be honest, you know, pastor sat us down and talked to us and told us to cut it off. And, you know, I was, like, so troubled in my mind, like, beyond measure. Like, I was, I still remember I was so troubled. I couldn't function. But I sensed this peace in my spirit. Like,
right.
my mind was so troubled that it was so strange, you know, that I could even feel that peace in my spirit, that I could even sense it for a minute. But on the inside, I had a sense of peace. But in my mind, I was troubled.
And troubled, the word troubled is just, it's not even big enough. You was tormented. Or I guess
yes.
At one point it got worse, though, huh? I mean, at the beginning, you wasn't so bad, but at one point, maybe months or maybe a year later, you was really tormented in your mind.
Yes. I really wanted to marry him, to get married to him. I had such a bondage that because I had always desired growing up to marry one man and to keep myself one man. So when I had, you know, really set my heart that this is the person that I wanted to marry. I had such a real strong rebellious spirit controlling me that this is what I want. And so when I couldn't have my way, it was real strong, like it was a torment. It was, I struggled a lot. Just one area, just that one area kept me from really being able to do what God wanted me to do.
But why? Why did you, why did it hurt you so bad? Or why did you have to have him so much? I mean, he was, like you described, he seemed like he really wasn't that interested in you, or he didn't find you attractive. And, you know, sometimes I saw the way he would treat you. And you still wanted him. Why did you want him so bad?
I wanted, I didn't want him to, I really liked how he had treated me at times, you know, being nice. And so I was, I didn't want to see him do that to somebody else. Like, you know, be nice.
You didn't want to see him. You're right.
Yeah, I didn't want to see him be with somebody else. And that was the fear that was there. And it was a real selfishness that I was in bondage to. And so, that's
why.
Well, one day,
I remember, and we could spend hours on, you know, you and his relationship and how everything came. So I'm trying to speed this up. We got about 15 more minutes, but... One day it kind of came to a head. You was actually losing your mind. I mean, I thought it was going to put you in kind of a nut house or something because you was going crazy. You couldn't sleep. You was showing up at his doorstep. You was flipping out. And so I was like, okay, well, we're going to have to get this girl out of here because it was starting to, you know, I didn't want it to affect my wife. And finally... You finally got tired, didn't you? You just got tired, huh?
Yes. Well, I thought, you know, I couldn't go on anymore. You know, I just, this is crazy. I'm going crazy. I've never, you know, it's like, I never thought I would be, you know, acting like this, you know.
Right.
And I thought, you know, this is crazy. And I gotta.
So many people can relate, though. Listen, a lot of people has been through the same thing, if they'll admit it or not, but they have. They just, the enemy gets and they just torment you about something you can't have. It's crazy. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's demonic. It's
mm-hmm.
really devilish is what it is. But
really
go ahead. What happened when you came to the point where you just couldn't go on?
I finally called pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was always, until that point, I was afraid to call him and share mm-hmm. with him anything because I love the darkness. And so, you know, when you love your darkness, you don't go to, you know, the authority and be honest,
right.
and get honest. And so what I did is I just finally called pastor and just told him, you know, and just got honest with him. And I didn't need to explain all the details of what, you know, what I did and what went on and stuff. I just told him, you know, that, you know, this is what I want, and then I don't know how to quit wanting what I want. And I need you, and
right.
I need you to help me, you know, what to do. And
right.
he just told me what to do. And I got on my knees and did what he told me to do. And really, you know, I really repented from my heart
right.
when I called him and, you know, at that point.
You just get honest. How big is just being honest?
It's really huge. Honesty is, you know, something that's kept me, and I would be. And being dishonest is what got me in trouble. And always
wow.
being honest, you know, got me free.
Wow, that's well said. So we saw it's like it was night and day difference. It's like happened in one day, we saw a night and day difference.
Oh, yeah.
You. I mean, it was like you was one way at one point, and then you was another person. And we were so thankful, so grateful. It's like a light came back on in the house, and you was able to think clearly and normal and you ended up kind of dating this other guy. We won't say his name. We'll just say Shralcom. And we won't put his real name out there. But that didn't work out. But, you know, at least you're not tormented. I was just happy you weren't tormented. And then a few years later, you got sucked back into that same relationship. What happened?
I never got rid of that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Of him marrying somebody else. Yeah, of him marrying somebody else. And so it would try to come back and attack me, and I would resist it at first, and it would leave right away. But it kept coming. And
mm-hmm.
I don't believe I really ever shared that with anybody. I don't think I shared that with you or Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
What I had to fight. And so
right.
I just kept it in my to myself. I never shared that with anybody. So that was right there, you know, was dishonesty. And
right.
and just one day, you know, just something happened and it opened the door, you know, for the devil to come back in and got back in that relationship again. And the second time was worse. And even though the Lord rescued me from it,
you know, the Bible
says
that, or Jesus said that when and spirits leave you, and then they come back, and you let them back in, and they find your house swept clean, they invite more wicked demons and spirits to come with them this time. And the first state, or the last state, is worse than the first state of that man. So it's when you go back, it just gets tougher, it gets harder, it gets rougher. Huh?
Yeah, it was really, really bad.
And you turned
and,
into one thing that you turned into, I've never seen you like known you for, I don't know, I guess it'd be you know, close to 8 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you started to get mean. Did you feel yourself becoming mean or becoming a different person?
Yes. I became mean. I became very, very selfish. Just thinking all about myself and not about other people. My mind was just being conformed to what I was hanging around and not to Jesus' love. And so I became a real completely, you know, a different person. And just being around.
This time, are you still having the same feelings and emotions of wanting to marry him? Is it stronger or is it less? Or you still got the same infatuation that you had the first time?
No, I've been free from that. I've been free from that for 3 years.
No. I'm asking at this time where y'all are like getting back together. Is the same infatuation there to marry him the second time y'all were together?
It was maybe a little bit, but then it was more of fear. This time it was more of devil's controlling and such fear there to not want to get out of that.
Oh, so you didn't want it to get caught off again, or you didn't want it to break off again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was the second time was more real, like devils, just all devils.
And were you in love with him?
No, because I could see that, that he didn't really love me, and I knew that I didn't really love him, you know, the right way, and so. It wasn't the same as the first time, but the second time was more just fear of him marrying somebody else and the fear of, going through the same thing.
So, like I said, we could go into a lot of that. We don't have the time. We got about 7 minutes. Tell us how you was able to break away the second time from that relationship.
What I did was like I knew I didn't have the strength to break it off, and even though I knew that it wasn't working, and then I knew that it wasn't God's perfect will for me, I just didn't have the strength. And but I told the Lord, I know that this is not right, but I don't have the strength to break it off. And so I told the Lord, if you would tell Pastor Scales, and if you tell him to call me to break it off, then I'll have the power to do it.
Wow. You know, it's important. Shout out to Pastor Scales. And it's important that, just everybody submits themselves to a pastor. The Bible says that he put in the body of Christ. Teachers, pastors, prophets, evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints. And so we need the body of Christ. We need pastors to oversee our souls. And if you didn't have one, then you would have been in that marriage. You would have gotten married, wouldn't you?
That's one thing that I had that I really am thankful, is that I did not want to get married without pastor's blessing.
Right.
I had such fear. I didn't want to be one of those testimonies where Pastor warned them and got married.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have that testimony. And so I just knew that I wanted a blessing from my pastor.
Real quick, tell me how you felt. You was able to call and break it off. Tell me how you felt after you did it and few days after. Tell me the feeling you was going through after you broke it off.
Really, to be honest, I was obedient, but I wasn't really willing. I just did it, what I was told. And like I said, I believed that whatever he told me that I knew I would have the strength to do it. So
right.
I just did it. But because I was so rebellious in my thinking in that area, wanting my own way, I just did it out of obedience and not willingness. And so I really didn't feel any better. And but one day, you know, I remember, you know, I just in I believe in April 9th, you know, I just really told the Lord, and I just and surrendered to what He, you know, surrendered to serve Him and to do His will. And and I, ever since that day, I've gone up in every area of my life.
Wow. So what is it like now? How does that relationship still have a hold on you now?
No, not at all. I'm completely from that relationship. I have no desire to get married to him or to anybody else. The Lord hasn't told me. And I'm, you know, the Lord's prospering me, you know, spiritually going up, financially going up, mentally, physically. I'm just in every area of my life, I've gone up completely ever since I've surrendered to what he wants and his will for my life.
Now, you've been dealing with this thing for, I'm talking about probably about 6 or 7 years, maybe 8 years. Are you really free from that relationship? Have you really moved on?
Yes.
So there is hope to get totally free from a stronghold of a relationship.
Yes.
All right, we got about 3 minutes. Why don't you pray for anybody who's feels like they're involved with a stronghold as far as a relationship is concerned. Can you pray for them?
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you so much, Father God, for the blood of Jesus. And just I just worship you and acknowledge your greatness, Father God, that you're greater than anything that we face. And I just, Father God, lift up those women, singles, Father God, who might be battling with the same thing that I battled with. Father, I pray, Father God, for your mercy on them, and I just pray that you give them wisdom to make the right decisions, and that you would speak to their hearts, Father God, by your Spirit, and that they'll hear your voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. And
Amen.
Father God, I just break those bondages and the strongholds, Father God, that's been holding their minds in Jesus' name. And I also pray, Father God, that you would send people, you know, across their path to really tell them the truth and to tell them, Father God, of your love, Father God, the Father's love. And that you said in your word that you didn't bring us to the spirit of bondage, to fear, but you brought us to call you Abba and Father. And so, Father, I just thank you so much for drawing their hearts, Father God, by that spirit of love. And I just thank you so much for your will to be in their lives and not theirs, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And you're living in Memphis now, and you're about to get getting like a doctorate degree or something?
Yeah.
And
yes, and that
like?
Would
you,
not have.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
That would not have happened, you know, if I was in, if I wasn't in his will, if I had gotten married, I would not be doing this.
And are you looking for a husband now? Do you really want to get married? Well, where's your desire level at?
I just desire to do what the Lord wants me to do, and my desire is in his hands. You know, he gives me his desires and not mine, not, you know, what I want. And so I just, you know, put it in his hands, and I don't think about getting married. I don't think about wanting to be married anymore. My mind is just surrendered to what he wants me to do every single day. And this is one thing, you know, what keeps me is that I always think about, you know, Jesus coming back really soon. And I always
Amen.
Think about standing before Jesus and, you know, and he's going to take an account of what we've done, each one of us. And I don't want to stand up before him and have to say, you know, well, I did what I wanted to do. You know,
wow.
I want to be able to answer that I did his will. And so that
wow.
keeps me reverent to stay content, being content, you know, being single and doing his will every day and not what I want and not thinking about getting married. And not thinking about wanting to be somebody, you know, wanting to marry somebody.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's just been awesome, man. I could say that everything you've said today, I've seen you live. I mean, it's not just hype game. I had you on because I've seen you actually lived free, you know, for a while now, and as a single Christian, and I'm so proud of you, and I thank the Lord for you. And thanks for doing the show. I love you. Love you too.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Well, that is Aisha Har. This is the Choose to Joy broadcast, Living Single number 3. And this episode is actually brought to you by, yes, you guessed it, GloryGiftStore.com. Go on GloryGiftStore.com today. Check out all the Christian apparel, everything Christian. They got everything. And type in the Choose to Joy broadcast, Choose to Joy in the promotional code. And once again, we're out. Tune in tomorrow. We got a special guest, and it's going to be great. Thanks again. God bless you. We are out.